on the web at usaradio.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Hey, welcome back. Hey, guess what? We're live again. We're back once again. More Bucket Strategy Investing. Thanks for joining us. We're helping you get to and through your retirement years. That's our goal anyway. We welcome you back to the show. I'm Johnny Dean, and once again, our professor, Rick Plum, here with me, standing by, ready to take your phone calls and your emails. Yeah, we're live. Hope your 4th of July was nice, fun, whatever, whether you were working or not, at least it may have been enjoyable, and that's what we hope. Coming up here in just a little bit, we're going to be taking a couple of our listener and viewer emails to start the program, answering some of the questions that you folks have sent in, so we will start the show with that. Now, coming up at the bottom of the hour for at least a segment, maybe two, we're going to be talking about some of the things that you should be aware of if you're putting your primary residence on the market. So maybe it's time you sold the Ponderosa and now you're wondering what sort of tax savings are available to you. You might be able to exclude up to $500,000 of gains. Did you know that? From the sale of your residence. $500,000. And you may even be able to claim some of that tax-free gain if your property was at one time a rental. Maybe. So we'll talk about that. Also, how does selling investment property figure into all this? We're going to talk about that with Professor Rick Plum. That's coming up. Along with mortgage strategies, our buddy Steve Allidort, our loan financial planner, going to be here at 21 After talking about refinancing and specifically what you should provide up front, things like how you handle loan costs, and should you lock in a rate right now or should you wait? Have you seen the 10-year? Well, we're going to talk about this with Steve coming up. This hour, just a little while. Our number here in studio, 877-PLANNER. Show just getting underway, so right now we do have every line open for you. You should take advantage of the opportunity to call the show and ask us your money question. You can also send us your emails at wealthed.com. Our website, you click on the Find Your Answer link. You'll see it right there near the top of the page. Professor Rick Plum, back with me once again this hour, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. They want to remind you once again that your retirement needs are vastly different from anyone else's. No two situations are alike. It's important that you have a retirement plan that focuses specifically on your goals as an individual. And with Lucia Capital Group, you have access to an entire network of brain trust advisors. They're ready to help you out. Call them directly off the air at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. You can schedule an appointment, see where you and your retirement plan stand. I just want to ask a money question, one way or another, 800-644-1150. Welcome back.
It's not that we were gone that long. One day off.
No, but you know, I tell you, these long, they don't happen that often, but long weekends.
They do feel nice.
They do feel nice, you know? You think it's Sunday all day on Monday, and then you're here Tuesday, you think it's Monday, and you've got a short work week.
Now, I know how you feel about crowds. Did you go down and face the masses and watch the fireworks somewhere?
No, I watched them from the cave up top of the hill.
Okay, but you did go and watch them somewhere?
Oh, I did, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Can you see them from your house?
Well, yeah, but I went to somebody else's house. Where I was, I could see them. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Just curious. I know that you and crowds are...
Yeah. Oh, no, no. I avoid them. I avoid them wherever I can. But you know, there was free food where I was going. So
what,
I had to weigh out the crowds, free food. I could take the food and, you know, go off in my own little corner, which is what I like to do. So anyway, now we had fun. Hope your 4th was fun. As I said, whether you were working or not, I hope it was enjoyable and safe and all that stuff. All right, 877-PLANNER. We're going to get to the main topic coming up here at the bottom of the hour. But I want to get started with an email or two because we do have folks sending us stuff over the weekend, and I want to get to at least a few of these, make a dent in some of these. So we're going to start with Terry in Las Vegas, who said, now this came in last Friday, I guess. I heard you guys talking yesterday about the Roth two-step program where you transfer funds from a traditional IRA into a Roth. If I use this technique when I'm less than 59 years old, do I have to pay a 10% penalty on the converted amount? In other words, is this strategy only good for people who are over the age 59 limit?
Well, there are certain exceptions to the 10% penalty, and moving from one IRA to another IRA, you know, is an exception to the 10% penalty. It's not an actual distribution. It's moving it from an IRA, traditional, to an IRA, Roth, and that does not incur a penalty. So just have them send the money directly from your traditional IRA to your Roth IRA. That's considered a conversion, and that conversion does not create a penalty. Now, it may or may not create taxability, depending upon what is in your IRAs, your entire IRA your world. But if you're using the Roth two-step correctly, maybe, you don't have any other IRAs except for the newly contributed after-tax money, and then convert that after-tax money over to a Roth IRA, no penalty, no tax.
Yeah, and it's similar to if you're taking a money out of an IRA and you're transferring it to just another IRA. You're doing
it. It is an IRA to IRA transfer. Yeah. Now, it is because it's changing the type of IRA from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. That's where the taxability may or may not come in, but there's no penalty from going from an IRA to an IRA. Just like there's no penalty from transferring money directly from a 401k, a qualified retirement plan, to an IRA, or the other direction. If you're going from retirement plan to retirement plan, within the confines of what the law says, qualified retirement plan to IRA, there's no penalty involved in those areas. And no. So this conversion, this Roth two-step, and the second step is a conversion, then there's no penalty.
No, as you said, though, there could be taxes involved depending on whether or not you have different monies in other IRAs.
Right, and it's not the one account that you're looking at. It's the entire IRA. We've gone over this many, many times. It's the entire IRA universe that you have. Rollover IRAs, former 401ks. I've talked to people that say, well, I've only got this 401k, and you see the titling of it, it says IRA. Oh, yeah, it was my 401k, so I kind of still think of it as my 401k, but I moved it out of that company, and I moved it over to this account. Well, that's an IRA in this particular instance. That will create a problem if you're trying to do the backdoor Roth on a tax-free status. The only way to do tax-free on the backdoor Roth, the Roth two-step, same thing, is to have no other IRA money. The only money in the Roth, or the only money in the traditional IRAs, any traditional IRA in your name, is to have only the after-tax portion, only that one contribution, or whatever, only after-tax money, any pre-tax money. Simples, part of the equation. SEPs, those are IRAs, part of the equation. Like as I said, rollovers, or previously deducted, or previously contributed money that has grown, that has after-tax or pre-tax money in it now.
Yeah, you know, and there are ways, if you have some pre-tax money in those IRAs, there are some ways to perhaps get that out of there if certain conditions are...
there is some availability if you're still working, if you have the ability to roll money in. Some 401ks don't allow money to be transferred in, but many do nowadays. So it's just a matter of your specific situation.
And he said 59, we should correct, it's 59 and a half, but... 59
and a half. Does it only work for people 59 and a half? Well, it does work for people 59. I think it works better for people under 59 and a half because they have more time for the money to potentially grow on a tax-deferred, ultimately tax-free basis in that Roth.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that, you know, you should be doing all this stuff necessarily at age 30, although if you have time and you have those extra, you know, 30 years to do it,
the extra
allow
30
it to
years.
Grow, you know. Well, the thing is, a lot of people don't think about it. You know, they're putting their money in their 401k. They're putting money in an IRA or something like that for retirement. They're putting it aside because they like those investment options, and it's easier for them. They don't think about doing Roth transfer, Roth conversions until they're in their 60s oftentimes. So, all right, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. I know we have a couple of folks on hold, so we're going to get to them because we got Steve Allendorf coming up at about 21 after the hour. So let's move along. We all set? Let's go to Julian next in Port St. Lucie. Hello, Julian.
I'm Joanne.
Oh, Joanne. I'm sorry. I guess it was typed wrong. Joanne.
You're
all right. Close. Hi there. How can we help you?
I hope you can. I have, I'm puzzled. I have an IRA that's in an account, and I have a brokerage account. And I'm over the years, since the end of 2008, I've made about 3%. And that you know, wipes out, I'm talking about the charges and so on. So what I'm thinking, Ray, is this. Could I do a fixed account? I already have some money in Putnam Hartford. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but in a fixed account at 3%.
Okay.
There's
right.
a death benefit. You know, it would compound. There's no charges if you keep over $50,000 in it. There's a lot of advantages. And I've had people tell me, not anybody in the financial world, but people that are sensible, that maybe it isn't the brightest idea because of inflation. But what are your thoughts on that? And can you advise me? You know, your thoughts would mean a lot to me.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can. Now, you're not going to get a 3% guaranteed rate of return anymore. The contract.
Yeah, I am. It's a fixed rate.
Now, you can add to the existing one that you currently have?
Yes, I can. I just called them.
Okay, well, if you can add to it. Now, you just have to ask your question. Are you satisfied with a 3% rate of return, and is that something that you're willing to accept? And if so, and they're guaranteed that 3% as a floor, then that, to me, is a fine deal. That's fine. I don't have a problem with it. I just want to confirm that it is.
I think it is, and there's a death benefit that's it's tremendous.
Well, the death benefit, that throws me off a little bit, because fixed annuities don't have death benefits. Fixed annuities are the contract value, because the insurance company's not at risk. The contract can never go down in value, so that there's no reason for a death benefit. Variable annuities have death benefits. And so.
Well, I tell you what, hey, Joanne, if you can hang on 1 second. I'm going to have Professor Plum talk to you off the air for just a moment. I got to take a break, and I don't want to leave you on hold too long. So hang on. We've got Steve Allendorf coming up. Professor Plum, and we can talk maybe a little bit more about this when we come back after the bottom of the hour. So hold on a second, Joanne. Professor Plum, I will have put him to work during the break here and talk to you off the air a little bit more about this. And if you have more questions, we'll be happy to talk to you. All right. Johnny Dean, Professor Plum, will bring in Steve Allendorf, our loan financial planner, coming up next on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety. Or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Today, we try to update you on what's going on in this program from the mortgage standpoint, and it's important stuff to know because I tell you what, have you seen Steve Aldor, by the way, he's here with me, our loan financial planner. He's here every week at this time or just about every week. You want to reach him, you can do so at 888-563-1070 or loan, L-O-A-N, loan, financialplanner.com. That's exactly what Steve does. He's here from Skyline Home Lending. Thanks for joining us again, Steve. I was looking at the 10-year. Now, intraday, I don't know what is it, what was at the exact moment, but intraday, we hit an all-new low, 1.36 or something.
And what's just really interesting is that when you look at the 10-year note, it gives you the trend of what's potentially happening with interest rates. But when the 10-year note was maybe 1.5, 1.6, 1.7 in 2013, mm-hmm. mortgage rates were lower. So it's
not an absolute.
It's not an absolute. It doesn't mean if the 10-year note is here, these are where interest rates are going to be.
Yeah.
But it does give us some improvement on interest rates. So, you know, 30-year fixed rate loans, 0 points, potentially even some rebate, meaning that we can help you mm-hmm. with some of your closing costs. You know, still in the 3.5 range, may go to 3.3 if it continues to do this over the next day or two.
On the 30-year conforming.
Correct. Wow. 7-year at 3, 15-year at 2.8. On jumbo purchases, mm-hmm. 3.5 to 3.6 on a 30-year, mm-hmm. 3.8 to 4% on a refinance. 7-year jumbo, again, in the low threes, and government loans between 3.2 and 3.5. So what we're seeing right now is probably over the last 6 to 8 months, the lowest rates that we've had in that period of time.
Yeah, and so if you've been thinking about doing a refinance, now could be really, really a good time. I've been saying that for a long time. All right, now let's talk about refinancing just a little bit, because as interest rates sort of hover, they're still around the threes. We aren't really seeing much anything, you know. We're at the point where if you have like a 4.5% loan, I think it probably makes a whole lot of sense.
Well, absolutely, at 4.5, even sometimes at 4, depending upon the size of your loan and the loan cost.
Yeah.
Predicates whether it makes sense.
All right, so what do you've seen these. You're on the other side of the desk. What do you need to provide to get sort of an accurate...
Okay, so there's a difference between what you need to provide and what will... if you provide certain information, you'll get the most accurate, not only numbers...
One that works for you.
But a plan as far as how to set up the refinance.
Right.
So
okay.
You can call anybody up on the phone, give them a range as far as your property value, your loan amount, what you're looking at doing, and mm-hmm. your credit scores, and you can get a quote.
Yeah.
But you get a quote on an interest rate, you don't know what all the fees are. If you've got an escrow account and you want to set up an escrow account, there are monies that you need to potentially come up with, whether we put it in the loan or you pay it out of pocket mm-hmm. to set up your new escrow account. There's going to be interest that you're going to owe on your mortgage for a month, because we pay our mortgage 1 month in arrear, but then you go a month without a house payment. So what I've done over the years in order to ensure that I'm doing the right thing for my clients is if they call in asking if it makes sense to refinance, is I ask for three or four items: their current mortgage statement, their current second or equity line statement, if they have an equity line, and then their insurance, the deck page of the renewal notice. So whether they have an impound account or not, it lets me know when the renewal date is and if we have to renew it during the loan. And then the property tax bill, especially during this period of time, if they've got an escrow account. So if you can supply all of that documentation, then the lender, somebody like myself, can go ahead and look at, here's where your loan balance will be by the time we look to finish the refinance. Here are the one-time fees. Here are the prepaids. Your interest in setting up your escrow account, you know, for taxes and insurance. Then we go over, does it make sense to put the monies for the escrow account into the loan or pay them out of pocket?
Right, and that's going to be my next question to you is, how do you even know that? Because what I like to do is I like to supply whatever you tell me to give you.
Right.
Take this. Now, you tell me when we come back, you tell me, what works best.
So then by you supplying me with that documentation, I'm going to know, of course, how much your payment is that you're going to miss a month on. But with the taxes and the escrow, I'm also going to know what I need to set up for the new escrow account, and I'm also going to know what you're going to get as a refund from your existing lender. In many cases, let's say that $5,000 that is set up for your prepaids, for your interest, and setting up your escrow account. But you go a month without a house payment, and then 2 to 3 weeks after we close, you get your refund from your existing escrow account. In most cases, you get back almost 90 to 100% of what you would be able to come in up front if you didn't put those prepaids in your loan. So advantages and disadvantages.
Now, that's an important point. Say that again, because I think some people say, well, wait a minute. So does it not matter whether you put the prepaids into the loan or not?
Well, no, it can, because the more that you're putting it into the loan, the higher your new payment's going to be, the more interest you're going to be paying.
Right.
So if you're looking to minimize the increase in your loan on a refinance, if you're looking to maximize the payment savings and the interest savings, we attempt, if you've got the cash available, not to put the prepaids in the loan, because within 30 days, you get most of it back. However, I have clients that say, you know what, that $5,000 could be of real assistance to me in the next 30 days. I can pay off a credit card. I can put a little bit of money in the bank.
Sure.
So with those clients, we then actually put the prepaids in the loan, so we free up some cash. So now what I've done, instead of just quoting a rate, is we've gone through, we've looked at your scenario, we know exactly what the numbers are going to be, and then I'm able to give you the options on how we set up the loan amount, what works best for you, and then we'll have that final determination of what does it cost us to do the loan, how much am I saving you in payment, how much am I saving you in interest, and then I look at the cost divided by the interest, giving us a payback period. And if we can get a payback period in 24 months or less, then it potentially makes sense to seriously look at doing the refinance.
That's amazing. Now here, we talked about rates possibly coming down. If you have like a 4.5, you probably should do a refi. How do you determine, though? If you say, well, I've got a 4, I got a 3, and, you know, 5/8, whatever.
Just kind of what I went over. It's my mathematical payback figure.
So, right. Okay, so I don't know that, but how do I know if I even should be making the call?
If you're at 4% in that range, it's worth making the call where the rates are at.
Right.
And as we've talked, it's not always getting the lowest rate. It's getting a combination of the rate and the fees. So I had a quick example. I know we probably have just a minute or two here. So let's say, for instance, on a $325,000 loan, 3.5, 0 points, fees $3,400.
Okay.
At 3.625, no points and fees only $1,000. So $2,400 less in cost.
Right.
If we put the fees in the loan at 3.5 on a 325 loan, you're at 328.4 with a principal and interest of 1474 and interest of 957. At 3.6, because we're only putting $1,000 of the fees in,
you've got
a lower loan amount. So you're paying about $12 more in payment
per month,
about $27 more in interest, but it's costing you $2,400 less to get the higher rate.
So when you divide that cost out over, you know, X
over the
of
interest
years,
savings,
right?
So
yeah.
If it's $2,400 less to get the 3.6, and you're paying $26 more per month, it takes almost 90 months to pay back to get the lower interest rate. So we're talking almost 7.5 to 8 years
that I have to do the math on.
Seven and a half to eight years. And a lot of times that doesn't make sense because most people don't hold a mortgage for 8 years. They don't hold a mortgage for 5 years.
Sure.
Whether they're in the property or they're refinancing. So it's not always the lowest rate for you as a borrower. combination of the rate, the cost, and the return on your money. And that's what I can do for every borrower when they call in. That's why I look to get all of this information so I properly educate them.
See, you do all the legwork, and that's what I want. That's what I did last time. I just handed
you...
you
all the options.
I handed you all the file. You tell me what the best one is.
Yeah. You did all the work.
I appreciate it.
Well, you did some of the work.
Well, but you did all the legwork. All right. Steve, thanks very much.
Always
if you
pleasure.
Need to talk to Steve off the air, 888-563-1070 or loan, L-O-A-N, financialplanner.com. He can help you out. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum returns when we come back.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. That explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and address their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Bucket Strategy Investing, taking your phone calls. We're live once again today, 877-PLANNER, of course, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. That's our number, 877-752-6637. We'd love to hear from you about whatever money issue is on your mind, if it has to do with retirement. Maybe you got a product and you're not sure if it's working. We've already had a couple of calls on that so far today. You want to know if you can retire, can you get there from here, or you have whatever, Social Security questions. And I should remind you, too, Social Security questions are answered not just on this program, but on the Social Security Show, which, by the way, is hosted by me and Professor Rick Plum. It's every Tuesday, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern time. It is a very quick half hour. So there's a lot of information. You can watch it only at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com, our website. You can also catch it, I think, on repeats on Biz TV. But every Tuesday afternoon, live, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern time, we talk to you about all different strategies with Social Security. Yes, there are a lot of Social Security strategies. It's not just a question of, do I take it at 62 or do I take it at 66 or do I wait? Yeah, that's part of it, but there are a whole lot of other components to it, and you need to know what those are and understand how they work. Even if you don't, you need to understand how they work for your individual situation. And that's why we allow phone calls and emails on the Social Security Show. Once again, 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific time, Tuesday afternoons, wealthed.com, the Social Security Show. We'd love to have you join us. All right, 877-PLANNER. Again, that's our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Talking a little bit about real estate for just a moment or two, Professor Plum. Selling a home, it used to be, and I should remind people because I think it's important. I think people either don't know or they don't think about the fact that selling your home nowadays is a lot better for the seller than it used to be, say, 20 years ago. You've got capital gains rules, but there are still some people who are of the belief that if you sell your home, you've got to buy something that's of equal or greater value, or you got to pay taxes on the gain of your home, which is simply not true.
You mentioned 20 years ago. It has almost been 20 years.
Yes, it has.
It's been 19, a little over 19 years since this rule changed. And yet we still get some people that don't quite understand that you don't have to buy another house. You can sell your current primary residence as long as you've lived in it for 2 years, two of the 5 years previous to the sale, and you've owned it, obviously, for the 2 years prior to sale, and you never used it as anything other than a primary residence, at least not since 2008, you can sell it and exclude up to $250,000 of gain for a single owner, $500,000 of gain if you are a married couple filing a joint return. So it's like $500,000, and you don't have to buy another property, ever.
Nope.
I mean, there is no requirement to buy another property. Unlike the old rule that gave you a 2-year window to buy an equal or greater value property down the line, this one, there's no requirement you buy another property. And so it really came in as one of the few times I've seen them actually make tax rules a little bit easier to deal with. Usually, when they talk about tax simplification and the IRS, when Congress or somebody running for office talks about tax simplification, we end up getting a couple thousand new pages of IRS code.
And by the way, usually a higher tax bill, whatever reason.
And this one, you know, coming out of the 1996 election, was put into place in May of 1997, was fairly straightforward. And I think that was probably one of the problems with it. It was so straightforward, so easy to understand, that a lot of people thought, oh, this can't be real. Congress doesn't make things this straightforward.
No, and it doesn't make sense to a lot of people because if I buy a stock and I get a big gain in it, I've got to sell it. If I sell it, I have to realize those capital gains taxes. Sometimes short-term, if I don't hold it for a year, but long-term capital gains taxes, I got to pay on any amount of gain. But a capital asset like your home is different.
But primary resident, if you could live in that stock, they'd give you that the ability to exclude the gain there too. But a primary residence is different. And a primary residence, you can only have one primary residence at a time, hence the name primary.
Yes.
And as long as you've lived in it for 2 years of the five preceding the sale, there is a potential of excluding a lot of gain. Now, one of the things that people still ask a lot of questions about has to do with the difference between equity in your property and gain.
Yes, and this is an important point. I'm going to have you explain this. This is, by the way, 877-PLANNER, our number. If you've got questions, get on board.
Equity the same thing as gain.
No, explain this.
When we look at equity, we're looking at the value less the loan balance. So I may own a $500,000 property and I have a $400,000 loan against it, but that has no way. If somebody says, yeah, I have those parameters. I have a $500,000 house with a $400,000 loan against it. What's my capital gain exposure? Most people, or a lot of people, think, well, it's $100,000. No, the loan means nothing when it comes to calculating the taxable gain or loss position, or the gain or loss position, whether it's taxable or not, in a property. Equity doesn't mean gain. I could have bought a property, 20 years ago for $100,000, and it's now worth $500,000 or $600,000, where in the neighborhoods that I live in. And it's a matter of, that doesn't mean, but I could have also refinanced it and pulled money out, helped pay for this, pulled money out, bought a car, pulled money out, bought another property, pulled money out. I've refinanced it 5, 6, 7 times over the last 20 years, and now I owe $400,000 on that property that I paid $100,000 for. My gain is not the equity position. My gain goes back to, what did I pay for this property? What did I pay for the property? The loan is just a way to help me originally, was a way to help me pay for the property. Some people pay cash, some people borrow the money and pay X amount of dollars, but the loan, the purchase price is still the purchase price. Where you got the money to pay for it, that's just where you got the money to pay
right.
for it.
The basis is determined by how much you paid for it versus how much you ultimately sell it for. That's your gain. Now, how much you paid for it, that
plus
amount can be changed
right.
based on different things if you make an improvement.
So if I improve the property over time, that's adding basis. Mm-hmm. And so I paid $100,000 for it. I put in a pool for $50,000 or whatever the number was. I put on an extra, another room addition or whatever. Mm-hmm. Those are additions to the property. And so that increases my basis. And I may have borrowed money to do that. That doesn't affect my gain or loss. The borrowing doesn't. The putting the improvement affects my gain or loss. It helps increase my basis. So unfortunately, a lot of people, we saw this happen quite a bit in 2009, 10, 11, where through the middle part of the 2000s, people were borrowing against their house. There was their local ATM was their equity line. And then they got in trouble because the housing prices dropped and they still owed a ton of money. They walked away. And they were shocked to find out, I owe taxes? I didn't get any money out of it. Well, actually, you did get money out of it because you took the money out earlier and did something else with it. So it's a matter of looking at basis yeah. versus gain. And if it's a primary residence, you may be able to exclude a big chunk of that gain.
877-PLANNER, we got some folks on hold. We want to get to everybody here, so if you're on hold, don't go away. We will talk to you and answer your questions. Let's move along next to Dan in Port Orchard, Washington. Hello, Dan.
Yeah, hey, I had a house, I just sold it this past last month actually, and I had a tenant in there for just under 3 years, probably 2¾ years. We lived in the house for 13 years plus. We lived in there 2 of the last 5 years.
Okay.
So are we going to have any taxes at all on the capital gains because we had renters in there at all?
What'd you sell it for? So 300-ish thousand, even 400.
340, huh?
So under $400,000.
Yes.
Total sale price. And you're married and you and your wife both lived in it for 24 of the last 60 months?
Yes.
No, you're not going to owe any taxes on this one.
Okay.
Because your rental period happened after you moved out. The non-primary residence time after you move out does not hurt you like non-primary residence time prior to establishing it as a primary residence does.
Okay.
So you're good
okay.
to go.
So, okay, because earlier one of the statements you were saying that if it hasn't been a rental property, even though, but if as long as it's that time frame, that's just like I never rented it before then, basically?
Right. It's a weird quirk in this new law that they put in 2008 where they're looking at primary versus non-primary residence time. And they're looking for somebody who's moving into a non-primary residence. They're moving into their vacation house. They're moving into their rental property and then setting it up as their primary residence. You on the other side basically rent it out so you could get ready to sell it. And so the rules are a little bit different for non-primary residence time after you establish it.
Yeah, because when we signed our documents, one of the boxes was, has it ever been a rental? And we said yes, and then said, have you lived in 2 of the 5 years? We said yes, too, so I didn't know if the rental...
Yeah. The rental does, you know, you're probably going to have to explain it a little bit, but and I'll read it again, but I haven't read it for about 6 months. But primary residence after a rental, after 2008 non-rental, that creates a proration of the gain. We'll get into that in a minute. Primary residence before and then moving out and selling it, you know, 2 years later within the three-year time horizon. Last I read it, unless they changed it on me, it didn't have any problem with that. So you're okay.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, listen, I got to take a break. So if you have any other questions, hold on. We can talk to you during the break. We got some other folks on hold. Great questions, folks. John, we'll get to you in Ashland, Virginia. Marie Jean, we'll also get to your question in Las Vegas. And we still have, well, we got one line open right now. 877-PLANNER. Don't go away. We're going to be answering everybody's question here when we come back. 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, the Brain Trust standing by from Lucia Capital Group. More when we come back.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take the spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Napa Know-How!
Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom. By giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate $1 to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa Patriotic Racing Cap. That's Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step
is yours.
Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
Welcome to the program, 877-PLANNER. We're going to take your calls here up through the top of the hour. There's another hour just ahead. Hang on a second, Dan, because I do have to take a couple more calls. If you can hang on until the top of the hour, we will talk to you then. If not, Professor Plum was just going over some of the forms for the rental versus...
non-primary versus primary residence. Right. And they're not breaking it out between use after and use before.
And they did before.
They used to. There used to be a clear distinction. Maybe they just quietly... And I wondered how they were getting away with it. Now maybe they're not getting away with it. So it might have created a proration.
Okay, well,
but not much.
Dan, if you want to hang on, and we can talk to you more during the top of the hour. I just got to get to some other calls. If not, we can give you a call back. But Professor does have a couple things to say on that. So, and maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that after the top of the hour. We do have more questions and answers for you. Let's move along next to John in Ashland, Virginia. Hello, John. Oh, is John there?
Oh, wait.
Huh? Okay, well then let's move down to Marie Jean, if I'm saying that right, in Las Vegas. Hi there. Uh-oh.
Great. Hi, guys. I really appreciate your show. I was thinking about something. I called you once before, and you helped me sort out what I needed to do with my mother's stock. My mother is 95 years old, and I'm starting to manage her stock because, you know, she can't keep up right now at her age. It's, you know, it's just... she doesn't know what's going on. So
right.
I had to investigate her stock, two different sources, and one stock is 10,000, and I'm thinking about selling it because I manage it for her, and the other stock is only like about 3,000. If I sell those stocks for her, those shares, will she, do you know if she would have to pay taxes on them?
Well, maybe it will potentially create a taxable event. Whether she pays taxes or not depends on other factors. What other income does your mom have?
She's got Social Security from my deceased dad.
Right.
And his little of his pension.
How much of how much is his pension?
I think everything totals for the month like about $1,900 a month.
Okay, how much of that 19 is the pension?
Oh. At the pension, I think she mentioned is four something.
$400 a month?
Yeah, $453 or something like that, or $500.
Okay, let's call it $500 a month to be total. That's $6,000 a year. And mm-hmm. between that and the amount of Social Security that she's receiving, she doesn't pay any income taxes at this point.
And, correct.
So depending upon what the basis, and this is the problem you're going to have, because there's a basis. And so that's the starting point for determining gain or loss on these stocks.
Yeah. Oh.
And if she bought these stocks, you know, 100 years ago, then she there may be a lot of gain.
Exactly.
Now, it's unlikely she's going to pay much. The only thing that would happen is if the basis on the $3,000 one, I can't see that creating a taxable event. Because it's not enough. Even if 100% of it was gained, which it's not, that doesn't create quite enough area, because let's see, we're looking at 18,000, 9,000. I'm trying to do some things in my head. That shouldn't create any taxation over. Shouldn't create a taxable event. I mean, it will create a taxable event, but not enough to raise her to the threshold where she owes taxes. And it's unlikely that the 10,000 will either. But if does she own these certificates, or does she have them at a brokerage account?
No, she's got. I had these certificates.
Yeah, the certificates means we have absolutely no idea what the basis is.
Oh.
Do you know what she paid for them originally?
Oh, like a quarter, little or nothing, really.
Right.
Like you said, it was 100 years, and that's how I referred to it. It was about 100 years ago. And now she receives $83.75 every 3 months for her dividend.
Right, so she's not reinvesting the dividend. So,
No, because she doesn't know to do that, and I just became active in it over the last maybe 5, 6, 7 years.
Right, so it's going to be very difficult to figure out what the tax basis of this account is. You could, and that's how you figure out much of there's gain or loss. But let's say she paid $1,000 originally, and it's grown to 10,000 over the past 100 years, as we exaggerate on the time horizon. If she were to sell it, that's a $9,000 gain. $9,000 a gain plus $6,000, we're at $15,000 of potential income plus half. Now you've got an issue where she may be paying some taxes. I'd have to do a little bit of math to make sure that. But that would be. I don't know what to tell you, because I don't know what the taxable event is. But
yeah,
the $3,000, I'm not worried about. You can sell the $3,000; it won't create a tax because it's not enough there.
Right. But the 10, right.
And you just have to be able to find a reasonable idea of what the basis is, so that you can put it on the tax return to tell the IRS this is the potential taxable event, but even if that, there's not enough to create a tax because of her standard deduction and personal exemptions.
I understand. I see. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you, guys. You guys are always so helpful.
Thank you, Marie-Jean. We appreciate you giving us a call and asking us. Yeah, when you hold the when you have the actual stock certificates,
I got nobody to call.
I mean, unless there's a date on there somewhere, but even then, I mean, what do you do?
If there is a date on it, then we can go back in history. You know, Yahoo Finance may go back far enough, and some other ones, to find the stock price on that date. And assuming she never reinvested any dividends, that's a big assumption. Then we might be able to, you know, come up with a basis. But if she ever reinvested a dividend over the years, every time she reinvested a dividend payment, a DRIP, dividend reinvestment plan, that increases your basis. And so her basis is somewhere between very low and $10,000 on that larger piece. It's not $10,000, but is it enough to create a taxable event? And I don't think it will be. I haven't done the math close enough to know for sure, but I don't think it will be, because as long as we're not getting into a point where the Social Security is taxable heavily, even if she has to pay tax on it, it's a zero tax capital gain. I'm worried about the taxation on Social Security is the only issue.
Yeah, well, you said her standard deduction and all that will probably bring it down low enough where it's not.
Right.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be an issue, even if she said the whole thing was taxable.
All right. Well, anyway, I hope that helps you out. Okay. Thanks for the call. Now, we lost John in Ashland, Virginia, I guess. So if you want to give us a call back, whatever. You all right there?
Yeah, I was just looking. I was doing the math while you were talking, and she doesn't have to worry about paying taxes.
Okay, good. Well, if you're still listening, Marie-Jean, then you're going to be okay.
Right.
According to Professor Plums.
According to the numbers you've given me.
Yes, exactly.
Caveat there.
And the math right here, exactly. Make sure that the math is working. All right, Mario in Los Angeles, hang on. If I can have you hang on for just a couple of minutes here. We got to carry over, do a couple of news items, and then we're going to come back with more. Mario, talking about the cost basis of home. This is perfect because we're going to talk about this anyway. So don't go away. That's an order. And anybody else on hold, we will get to you as well. Two lines open, 877-PLANNER. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, talk to Professor Rick Plummer or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust across the country, 800-644-1150. Don't do this yourself at home. 800-644-1150. We're coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.